Turn with us in the book of Luke. Book of Luke, chapter 18. Jesus tells us here in this parable how we can be close to God if we'd like to be. Luke chapter 18, the Bible tells us in verse 1, said, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she will weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cry day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth?" I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for a little while. And He always is, and He always does. Without Him, I can do nothing. I'd like to preach on this, Brother Charles, a few minutes tonight, if God will help me, is pray because we ought to. Pray because we ought to. Now, I got to thinking about that, and I'll just be honest, this morning I got up early, and I took my Bible, and I went up and sat in the woods, found me a stump up there, and I crawled up under that stump, beside that stump, and got comfortable there, as comfortable you can get sitting and leaned up against a stump. And I got to read my Bible, meditating upon the things of God, and trying to figure out where God would have me to go. And I kept coming back to this, and this kept sticking out in my mind. And he said that he spake a parable unto them to this end. He said, this is what the parable said. This is what the parable was. And this is the thought of that parable, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. He said there's nowhere to slow down or back up in our prayer life. He said men ought always to pray. Now I got to thinking about that word. I got back to the house of my study, and I got my old Noah's Webber 1828 dictionary down. And the whole time I was sitting there in the woods this morning, Brother Bill, I couldn't concentrate on anything but that word ought. That just kept coming to my mind, that word ought, and what that could mean. And according to Noah Webster, it says ought means this. It said to be held or bound in duty or moral obligation. Amen? So God Almighty Himself, Lord Jesus Christ, is telling us here that we ought to be held to a duty and a moral obligation to what? To pray. I'm thinking, youngins, we're letting down on God. Amen? I'm thinking that we've come short of His glory, because we haven't talked to Him like we ought to. You say, well, preacher, how do you pray? I thought about that today as I was communing with Him. I was just talking to Him. I was enjoying myself. That sun began to come up. I mean, it was dark. And then the sun began to come up. Praise God. I could see it getting lighter and lighter, and that glow coming up over the horizon. And I saw glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, God, praise the Lord. You are such a wonderful God to allow a little old nothing like me to sit here and experience this beautiful spring day. Amen. Seeing the sun rise, and praise the Lord, as the sun was arising, the S-U-N, praise God, the S-O-N was a stirring down in my soul. I was seeing them both from the inside out, praise God, and from the outside in. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to thinking about that. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. We ought to pray all the time. You say, well, preacher, why should we pray? Because Jesus did. Is He not our example, our guide, our shepherd, our chief shepherd, the one that shows us the way? And if our Savior, which was holy and righteous, sinless, praise God, a perfect man, amen, unlike us, He was a perfect, sinless man, without spot or blemish, praise God, sinless before God. And He found it necessary to pray all the time. Amen? He was continually praying to His Father. Amen? Continually praise God. And the Bible tells, Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, if Jesus was supposed to pray, and Jesus prayed all the time, how much more should we pray? Because we're not as sinless and we're not as perfect as He was. Amen? So the Bible says, Paul says that we should pray without ceasing. Amen. That means we should be praying all the time. I'm afraid what we do sometimes, we say a little prayer when we have a meal. Amen. Amen. That's about the only time we talk to God. You say, well, how do you pray? That's what I started telling you a while ago. Pray God. We pray just like me and you would communicate and talk. Amen. Hey, pray. We just talk to God because He's our Heavenly Father. And because we know that we can talk to Him and He hears us. Amen? Amen. Is that not right? Am I not still in the book? And He hears and answers. Bible says He hears and answers prayers. Amen. But the only way He can hear and answer is if we're talking to Him. Amen. He hears and then He answers. Amen. So what if He don't hear? How's He going to answer? So it sounds to me like we need to be communicating, but you know what our problem is as human beings? I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said, we got some problems, family issues. I said, Brent, they got to telling me a few of them. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you don't need to tell me nothing else. I can tell you exactly what your problem is. He said, you can. I said, yeah, you have a lack of communication. You're not communicating. You just don't talk. Amen? We wonder why we can't ever fix the problems that we have because we don't ever talk. And hey, listen, we were brought up in a society, we were taught that, hey man, just keep things to yourself, don't say nothing, it'll go away. What we're having today, Brother Jeff, is we're having exactly that. We're not talking, not communicating, and our spouses, people, family members, they're going away. Amen? It's not supposed to be that way. He said we're supposed to communicate, praise God. And if we don't communicate with God, how can we communicate with our loved ones? But when we love Him and communicate with Him, praise God, He puts the spirit of love in our heart so we can start communicating. Praise the Lord. It makes a difference. Praise God. We start seeing what's going on around us. We start watching for things, praise God. And we communicate because of that's inside us. It comes out from us. Amen. It ought to be those good things too. I'm afraid a lot of us have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde complex. Amen. Most of the time we run well, Miles. When we're around certain folks and folks is watching, certain folks is seeing us. But then we have those bad spells. We ain't nobody knows and nobody sees, and then we get that Dr. Hyde and amen at the opposite direction. Amen. It's our nature, it's how we are. But that's why the Bible says if we pray without ceasing, we pray continuously, say, Lord, just help me. See, we can't help nobody else till we get on the right path ourselves. If I try to take Brother Junior and try to take him somewhere, I don't know the way to get there myself, I'm going to have a hard time getting him there. Amen. But praise God, if I get set up and I get me one of them old road maps, and I sat down there, praise God, and I map us out a path. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I carry that thing in my hand, fellas. So when I got it with me, say, well, I remember what God said there. I don't need the Bible. I'm just going to go this way today because I think that'd be right. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. If you don't line up His Word, it ain't right. So we just need to stay in the book. Amen. We need to follow the map that God gives us. Praise God. So we make sure we get to our destination on time and in a good state. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. He said, well, how you do? We do it by praying and watching and praying. That's what the Lord said. He says this in Matthew 26:41. He said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our problem is weak flesh. It's not that we don't want to do right. It's not that we don't want to follow the Spirit of God. It's just that our flesh is weak. You'll see how weak your flesh is. Now listen, you'll see how weak your flesh is when you go to try to pray. Hello? Amen. Amen. You get to trying to pray and there'll be 7 million things run through your mind and the old devil will rock you to sleep. You'll wake up 30 minutes ago, 30 minutes, and the furthest you got was my Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, I'd never do that. You're lying. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But when we come before God, He said, watch and pray, because the devil will try to sneak up and he'll try to take your power away. He'll try to break your prayer away and your power away. The power of prayer. Amen. He will. But so we got to watch. He said, watch. He said, watch and pray that ye enter not in temptation. Amen. Even as we try to pray, the devil tries to take our mind somewhere else. Amen. He will. He does. He said, the Spirit's willing. I believe we all got a willing spirit. I believe we all want to go in the right way. Praise God. We won't pray. We won't talk to our Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. But we have to settle in our heart, praise the Lord, when we sit down to pray that we're going to pray. Going to talk and communicate with God. Amen. The disciples, I believe somewhere around Luke 11. I believe it is. Somewhere's in there. Yeah, Luke 11, where he said, where the disciples heard Jesus pray and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Like John taught his disciples. Since they wasn't asking Jesus to teach them to pray. They wanted to pray like Jesus did. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? They didn't want to just pray. They had been just praying, but they wanted to pray like Jesus prayed. When Jesus prayed, he marched boldly in the throne room of grace and he talked to his Father on high. Amen. Praise God. The Bible tells us, Brother Bill, to come boldly before the throne of grace, to make our petitions heard before God. We got to march in boldly, like we believe that we're talking to God Almighty. Praise the Lord. Pray because we ought to pray. Because Jesus said to, praise His holy name. He said, the Spirit's willing. He said, but that old flesh is weak. That old flesh holds us back. Amen. Praise God. But we need to keep praying. You say, well, preacher, why do we need to pray so much? Because the only way we really get things is talking to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is the way that we get things from our Heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. That's how we make it. And you say, well, preacher, I don't know why I can't have this and I can't do that and I can't do better over here and my life's in a mess in this place and I have a lot of persecution. I have a lot of shortcomings in this area and I just can't figure it out. Don't know what's happening. Well, the Bible says in James 4:2, he said, you have not because you ask not. The reason we can't get things settled out in our life, praise God, we ain't asked God for His help. Amen. We need to ask God for His help. I believe some of us are starting to ask God for some help. Amen. I think we're starting to realize, praise God, that, you know, we've tried and we've went at this thing and it's kind of like pushing a rope. You ever try to push a rope? You ever try to push a chain? It just don't work well. That's why I think that's where some of us come to, praise God. We've tried and we figured it out. We can't push a rope. And so then we went to God, humbled ourselves before Him and said, Lord, I need some help here. Lord, hey, and He said, when we begin to ask, believe, and we begin to receive those things, God begins to work on both ends. God begins to work in you. God begins to work in me. God begins to work in us, praise God. And then he begins to work in me and you and us, and it begins to spread out and it gets bigger, praise God. And we start seeing God doing things. The way He used to do things. The way He used to do things in your family, in your home, your community, in this church, and every church around here. Amen. Because people were praying and seeking God's face. Amen. Lifting up His precious name. He said, but we don't have that no more because we don't ask for it like we should. Amen. We ought to be asking God. He said, you have not because ye ask not. That's personal. It's at you. He said, preacher, I just don't understand why I can't. Well, it's you. Amen. We have not because you have not. We have not because we're not asking. He said, when we do ask, we ask to consume it upon our own lust. It's just something makes us feel good. Amen. It ain't nothing about making us feel good, praise God. It's because it's the right thing to do. Because we want to see folks saved. So he said, we pray and we talk to our Heavenly Father, praise God, and we ask Him, we take those petitions that we have before Him and expect Him to hear us and answer those prayers. Amen. I don't know about you, I expect God to answer. Amen. He's my Heavenly Father, I need help. Amen. Hey, when my daddy was alive, praise God, and I never asked my mom and daddy for nothing, hardly, but praise God, if my daddy would help me, I'd expect him to. Just like you would expect your daddy to help you. Amen. But praise God, and that's the way our Heavenly Father is, praise God, if we ask. I think He's just sitting there waiting on us to ask Him. I believe a lot of times, Brother Bill, He's just there, and He said, you know what, if you just ask me, I'd help you with that. Amen. But you say, we get self-righteous. We get self-sufficient. And then we say, well, Lord, I got this. I don't need you right now. So we struggle with that rope for 3 or 4 days or weeks or months or years. And then we finally say, Lord, this thing is bigger than I am. I need some help. Amen. Have you ever done that? Amen. Every one of us have.
Amen.
Hey, come a time we just got to ask God. He said, you have not. You have not because you ask not. Amen. He said, sometimes we just got to stop. We just got to say, Lord, I need your help. I need you to intervene in this. I need you to touch this life. I need you to help this person. I've been trying to help, but I can't. I can't help myself. Praise God, I need you to help me and them too. Well, things will begin to roll then. Amen. Humility goes a long ways. When we realize that we ain't all that, but He is. Amen. He is God Almighty. He's the one that makes a difference in us. He's the one that takes us from here to yonder. You got to remember that. Now, we can't forget that. That's the most important part. The only way we're going to get from here to there is through Him. Amen. He is our ever-present help. Praise God to be there for us. Amen. Praise God. So power is where we get from asking of our Heavenly Father. Amen. And the power we get from prayer. You realize that prayer is a conduit to God? Amen. You know God's phone number, don't you? Huh? You know God's phone number? Jeremiah 33:3. I'm going to read it to you. I don't want to mess it up. Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's God, Jeremiah 33:3. That's God's phone number. He said, call unto me. That means we got to be talking to Him. We got to be praying. We got to send a call out. Amen? He says, we have to send the call out. He said, call unto me. And He said, what? I will answer. So how's He going to answer if we ain't putting the call out? Amen? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. I'm sitting down on that stump today. Sometimes you just got to get in a humble place. You can get humble beginnings. As I sat there and that stuff, I got thinking, praise God, the reason God ain't answered prayers like He used to is because they ain't very many people that's on the line. Amen? He can't take a phone call, praise God. Ain't no use trying to pick up a receiver if you ain't on the phone. Amen? But He said if we'd pray, praise God, He said, call unto me and I will answer. He said if we'll pray to the Lord, pray to God, if we'll talk to Him, praise God, that He'll answer. If we come with a humble spirit and humble attitude, praise God, and say, oh God, dear Lord, it's me again. You'll pick her up and you say, hello, son. How you doing? It's good to hear from you. Hadn't heard from you in a while. I was amiss in our conversation. Amen. Kind of be like old Enoch was. Old Enoch, they hadn't talked to God for a while. Generations went by. Nobody had talked to God. Nobody called out to God. Finally, Enoch said, well, praise God. Hey, there's a lot of situations here that we can't handle. I'm just going to go to God. Old Enoch went to God. He began to call out to God. He began to talk to God. God began to come down. He began to communicate with Enoch. Nobody else around was communicating with God. But old Enoch and Enoch began to communicate with God. God began to walk with Enoch. God began to talk with Enoch. And God took Enoch home to be with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what communication will do for you. It'll get you a link with God. Praise God. Because that's that conduit to have. Praise the Lord. You realize that, let me just throw this in here. Have you ever thought about, if you've ever done any electrical work, you put a conduit in and you pull wires through that conduit. And then you go to both ends of it and you make it hot. Amen. That's what you call it, praise God, when you turn the power onto it. Amen, Brother Bill. So you put the conduit in, praise God. You connect it up in both ends, praise God, and it becomes electrified. You know what's wrong with the churches today, praise God? They're cold and dead because the currents, it's there. It's the flow from heaven. It's hooked up at the main breaker, praise God. But we ain't getting it because we ain't connected on our end. Amen. Praise, that's how there's no spirit of revival no more, because we ain't hooked up with God. Amen. We need to be electric. We need to be, that conduit has to be in. Praise God. We need to have the electricity flowing in. We need to be electrified. Praise God. Amen. In our spiritual life. Stirred for God Almighty. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee. He didn't make a suggestion here. It's a commandment. He said, call unto me. He said, if you want to answer, you got to call. He said, and I will answer you, or answer thee. Praise God. This is what it said. And show thee great and mighty things. Praise God. He said, the power's coming. Praise the Lord. He said, when you get through, when you get hooked up, when you get sincere about talking to God, about seeing the power of God, amen, he'll send the juice loose. Amen. Pray God, it'll begin to flow. We've seen it around here, praise the Lord. Pray God, hair stands up, hair, eyeballs swell up, tears go to flowing, praise God. Amen, praise the Lord. It's got almost like being at an electrocution party. Amen, everything's stirred and and all shook up. Praise God. But he said he'll show you the great and mighty things. Amen. You know why we ain't seeing great and mighty things? He said that thou knowest not. Because we ain't getting hooked up right. He said, pray God, because we ought to pray. Amen. Ought to be consistent in our prayer life. Because that's where power comes in. Power comes in from God. He said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, but thou knowest not. Amen. The Lord wants to empower us, praise God. You say, preacher, why do I need all that power? Now see, they fuss at us all the time. They send us, does Duke Energy send, well, you've got Haywood Electric, most of you out here. They send you a little thing in the mail, a little old paper about once a month, said you're using too much power. I said, glory, hallelujah. I'm using all the power I need, praise God. Amen, I got it, I'm going to use it. They say, your neighbors don't use nowhere near as much as you. And those in comparable households use far less power than you do. I said, it's my wife and her hair dryer, Lord. Amen. But we have available power, praise God, a source that'll never run out. But those power companies, they want you to cut back on your power. I got that little statement this month, and it said, you are used a significant less power this month than you did at this time last year. Because it's been warm and hadn't had to run no electric, no heat, nothing. Amen. That's a no-brainer. You use what you got to use, right? You got what you got to. Praise God. If we got the power of God, God's offered it to us. Praise God. We ought to use it. Amen. Praise His holy name. Why do we need all that power? Because in times of trouble, praise God, you'll need all power you can get. Amen. When trouble times come, praise God, we're going to have to be able to call upon the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalms 34. Psalms 34. Let me just read this first part of this verse to you. Talking about in times of trouble, power for times of trouble. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Verse 1, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. You want to get connected to God. You want to have that conduit and a connection. Praise God. Just keep crying. Just keep praising the Lord all time. Like I said before, when you don't feel like it, just praise God. When you get angry and upset, just praise God. When you get frustrated, hello? When you get frustrated, just praise God. Say, glory, hallelujah. Amen? Hey, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't even have this mess to have to fool with. But praise God, I'm glad I'm part of it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hey, this is the bad it's going to get one day. Praise God, I'm going to be in heaven. There won't be none of this here. Praise His holy name. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. He said, my soul's excited about God. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. He said, hey, let's just come together, praise God, the power of God, just begin to worship Him in spirit and truth. He said, I sought the Lord, He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Wait a minute. Now, wait. How did He deliver us from all of His fears? Let's do this in reverse. So we were fearful. We were afraid. I tell you what, we ought to be afraid now today in where we live. Amen. There's diseases, there's pestilence, there's earthquakes, there's tidal waves, there's tsunamis, there's everything in the world coming at us. And then we got these pandemics and all this stuff that's coming too. It's a fearful time. But he said, praise God, He delivered me from all these fears. He said that the Lord heard me because I was crying out. Amen. In other words, I was in trouble, I was fearful. God was a listening for me. God was a hearing me. And he said, I sought the Lord, praise God. I cried out to Him and He heard me and He delivered me from my fears. He said, now I'm not afraid. Praise the Lord. He said, they looked unto Him and were lightened and their faces were not ashamed. But now look at this, verse 6. Now here's where the rubber meets the road. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. He said, this poor man cried. Amen. Praise God. Cried out to the Lord. Besought the Lord. Sucked the Lord. Praise God. Why might have been found. Brought his troubles and his supplications to the Lord. And the Lord heard him. Amen. I guarantee you, if you cry out with a sincere heart, God will hear you. Amen. So preacher, it just don't seem like He hears. I won't say He hears you, praise God, when you pray. We just need to keep praying. He said, this poor man cried. This poor man. A certain poor man. I won't say any poor man, praise God, can cry out. And God will hear him and save him out of all of his troubles. You say, preacher, how could he do that? Listen, look at verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Now you think about that. I got hold of that this morning. I about had me a spell. So here we are, children of God. And he said, the angels of heaven encamp about us. They're ministers, are they not all ministers? Sent us forth to minister those who believe. Those who are called according to his purpose. And so here we are, and we're out here, and we think we're in this wilderness all by ourselves. All alone. But God Almighty says, the whole host of angels, the angel of the Lord, encamp round about them that fear him. And deliver them. You know why? Because we're there and we're the Lord's and we know it. We belong to, remember I've been preaching on, we're in our Father's hand. And in the hand, praise God, in troubles and times and situations, we cry out to the Lord, and those angels that's encamped around about us, praise God, they just kind of scooch up to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. They just scooch up to us, praise God, and you get that loving feeling. Praise God of the Lord. He comes up to where you're at. He scooches up to you, draws you unto himself, praise God, and the demons in hell all have to flee. Amen. Amen. I can see why the psalm, why David was so excited about what God could do for him. Praise the Lord. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Amen. He said, hey, what? God's got all that you need. He said, you don't have to worry, you don't have to fear, praise God, because He's got what you need. He is that power in the time of troubles, praise God. He's there to meet your needs. And all, He said, and saved him out of all his troubles. Not just some of them. All of them. How many times you've been in trouble? How many times you've been in a situation, praise God, and you're not in it no more? Amen. That's in the past. Glory, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. But we got to pray and we got to seek His face, praise God. Pray because we ought to pray. Amen. Because it's one of those things, praise God, that God requires. It's commanded of us to pray and faint not. Praise His holy name. Besides that, do you know it's a sin not to pray? Hello? Did you hear me? It's a sin not to pray. You say, preacher, where'd you get that? The Bible tells us so. Look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter number 12. 1 Samuel chapter number 12. And let me just say this. As I was reading this the other day, this hit me. 1 Samuel chapter number 12 was a time and a day and hour just like we're living in. The nation of Israel, God was their God. He had always been God. He had been protecting them, been keeping them. He had brought them out of Egypt. He had delivered them into the land of Canaan. He'd made them all this promise. He'd filled all the promises that made them. And then they come up and they're not happy. They want to be like the other nations, and they require themselves a king. Amen. So they asked for a king, and God gave them a king. Remember? Old Saul. Amen. Head and shoulders above the rest, the giant of a man. And when they went on ordination day to crown him as king of Israel, they couldn't find him. They got the look, and they was hunting for this great man of renown, and they found him in a wagon hiding in the stuff. Amen. Or they told them something about their king right there. Amen. Praise His holy name. But God. Well, we see them at, see these people as they're there and they rebel against God. They lift up their voice against God and they're continuously rebelling against God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, I'm going to do this real quickly because I know you want to go home sometime tonight. He said, but now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? Now wheat harvest was usually a time of dry weather. It was a season when it'd be very dry, very little chance of rain during a time of wheat harvest. Amen. He said, I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. Amen. Why would you need somebody to rule over you, reign over you, praise God, when you got God, who's wanting to do it, would be pleased to do it. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you His people. Now watch this. He said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Amen. I pray God. Samuel said it would be a sin. He said, you've been wicked. You've been rebellious. You've tried to turn your back on God, but I'm trying to keep you pointing the right direction. And it would be a sin on my behalf if I didn't keep praying for you that God would open your eyes, that you might see the right direction which you need to go. Amen. Pray because we ought to. Pray because it would be sin if we didn't. Look at the day and the hour we're living in today. Everybody in the world, praise God, a time like today, everybody's wanting to turn their back on God. Everybody's wanting to go away. Everybody's wanting, we'll just put God back in a corner, put Him in a box, put Him in a book, and as long as He stays in that book, He's okay. And just don't open the book. Amen. Same way, but praise God, the Bible said, Samuel said, praise God, it'd be a sin if I just didn't keep praying for you. Amen. You never want to hear it. You may be rebellious. You may be, praise God, disobedient to God. But He said, I'm going to keep praying for you that you might see, that I might direct you, that I might show you the right way. Amen. I'm going to say, young, it'd be a sin if we quit praying for our loved ones, keep praying for our community, keep praying for our nation, praying for our churches, praying for each other. It'd be a sin not to pray. We don't want to be caught in sin. Amen. Because Jesus said, pray because we ought to. I mean, it's our duty to pray. And pray without ceasing. Pray every day. Praise God. We ought to be praying. We need to seek a time of prayer. We, amen, collectively need to be prayer warriors for God. Amen.